Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin. Steve is the Profit Pro in our Brain Trust. His book is called Instant Profit. Steve, tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
Well, you can find that at www.profitpro.us.
So check it out, profitpro.us, and check out all the things that Steve does that he will help you have the ability to be more profitable. He knows how to do that. He can squeeze a nickel out of a penny if you give him a chance. Hey, Steve, we were talking about this new normal that seems to be coming back to us, the 09 behavior maybe coming back for businesses in 2012. One of the things I think would be the biggest mistake that a small business can make is not going to their current customers, especially their business customers, and finding out what are they thinking, what are they doing, what are their plans, even if they've already they're in their budget, they're in their 2012 budget already, even if they're well into it right now, they put it together last fourth quarter of last year, even if that's the case, still go to them and say, hey guys, what do you see for the rest of the year? How can I help you accomplish your goals with that plan? What do you think, Steve?
Jim, I think that's some of the best advice I've heard lately, because the reality is that even if you are built into somebody's budget, the people that are running those are afraid to make decisions these days because they're unsure of what's going to happen with the global and local economy.
Right.
So you really have to help them make a good decision.
Yep, exactly. And you might have to be creative in your pricing. You might have to be creative in the way you do things. The way you've been doing business with them, that you've gotten comfortable, you might have to take that off the table and completely rethink how you're helping them. What do you think, Steve?
I think you're absolutely correct. And one of the real good points you made was you got to talk to them. You got to talk to your customers and ask them what's going on and what can you do to help. Because that then allows you to take a look at finding some solutions that create a new win-win. Now, you were probably doing business with them on a win-win basis before, but it's the new normal. Things have changed in the last 6 to 12 months, and you both need to adjust to that.
Well, and if you're a small business doing business with another business, especially a bigger business, you're probably dealing with you're increasingly, since 2008, dealing with a person who's responsible for getting the work done, but who may not have budget responsibility. The decision about how to spend money on your contract, for example, may be increasingly made above their head. You've got to talk to these folks and ask them, I mean, get close to them, ask them what's going on, be specific about these things and get them to tell you, you know, what they're dealing. I mean, this is how you'll find out if their budgets are being cut. And you need, in my opinion, Steve, if they're cutting budgets, you need to know that as early as possible so you know how to manage your own budget.
Absolutely, that's critical information, Jim. Your own forecast, your own business plan is critical. So that means testing the assumptions that you've made earlier on, because I'll guarantee that there's been some change, and with this current global economy concern, it may not be for the better.
Well, and there was a time, Steve, when you could say, look, I'm going to be so competitive, I'm going to be we're going to be so great at what we do that they'll have to spend the money with us. Well, they may still choose to do business with you, but they may say, yeah, we're going to do business, but we're only going to do half as much as we used to. And if that's the case, you need to get them to tell you that, not
Absolutely.
Wait till it happens.
Yeah, the sooner you know, the better you can plan, because then you can adjust your resourcing in term and where you allocate your time and effort.
And I'm not saying you should presume that they're going to cut your budget. They may not. You just need whatever they're going to do, though. I don't think you need to. I think we agree. You don't need to stand idly by and wait till they tell you.
You need a contingency plan, and the more information you have, the better off you can do, because you may be putting resources into a contract that may not be be taken, and you may be better off spending those resources finding new clients rather than trying to service an old one that's diminishing.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, ProfitPro.us is his website. Steve, thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks for 14 great years.
My pleasure, Jim. It's wonderful to be with you. Thanks again.
We'll see you next time. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.